For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team will open up the playoffs against the Bowling Green Falcons here at the Sanford Center as we're joined by senior co-captain Brad Johnson. Brad, we didn't get a chance to visit with all eight of you seniors last weekend during senior weekend. Emotionally, what was last weekend like for you?
It was awesome. It was great to have my whole family here and biggest supporters of my career. And I know all the seniors had a good time. It was a special weekend for everyone, and it was great to get two wins for the team and for the fans as well.
You guys had so many emotional highs a year ago and unfortunately quite a few emotional lows this year. How have those lows and making your way through that helped you get ready for the playoffs?
You know, I think it got us ready because we've just been bouncing back and working hard on seeing what we need to work on each weekend. And I think we're all looking forward to the playoffs now, and we're all ready to go.
I think a lot of fans and a lot of media, me included, expected you guys to pick up right where you left off a year ago. How is each year different, even with so many people back from last year?
Yeah, I mean, even though we had a lot of guys back and a lot of other teams had the same thing too. So the extra COVID year, a lot of teams get everyone back, and it's been great for us. It's been definitely a different year. But like I said, we're looking forward to the playoffs now and get rolling.
A lot of fourth year seniors don't have many classes. What's this fifth year been like for you?
It's been good. I finished up my master's and just taking a few classes right now, finishing up a coaching certificate, and it's been a good time.
What would you like to do once your hockey playing days are done?
I want to stay involved with the game. I don't know if that's coaching or taking an athletic training spot, something like that.
You guys clinched home ice last Friday. Last Saturday's game, big picture, didn't mean a whole heck of a lot. You win it in the 3-on-3 overtime, and it looked like you guys just won a playoff series. Everybody's off the bench, and guys are so excited. Why was that so much of an emotional high for you guys?
I think it was a little mix of senior weekend, having a lot of guys' family there in town watching the game, and it's just been good to get a couple wins in front of the fans because we haven't been great at home, and we know that, but it was definitely special.
When I mentioned Bowling Green to you, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Just a hard, gritty team, and we know they're coming here to work. And we had a battle there last time we played them, and we're just all looking forward to it.
Does the ending of that Saturday game with a little dust-up with Alex being caught back behind their guys celebrating, is that going to have any lingering effects or not?
I mean, we're going to stay composed and focus on the big picture. And I think we're going to focus on the game, and we're looking forward to the competition against them for sure.
Best of luck.
Thank you.